Three, two, one. Good morning, Murray, and go. And go. That's a shotgun this morning.
Bang! And we're off.
Oh, fuckers. Now on... It's really exciting. You can...
I'm allowed to talk now.
Yeah, I think your microphone was off, as it turns out. Just... today I'm one and you're two.
Oh, and you don't like that.
No, don't.
You haven't had an issue with that. There's a power struggle going on.
There was a power struggle, but hopefully I did a good clap and a good introduction.
Mm.
But it's great to be here with you, Mars. Great to hear your voice.
It is. It's always great to hear your voice. As the calendar so shows again.
It's another
back
week.
Back after a week. 14-day week.
It's a dad's week. It's a dad's week. We don't always have the time. Our time is not all our own. I think there's a running theme through this conversation of ours over the years.
It's always hard when you use the word running in a sentence. I don't know whether you're going to start talking about running, or just as time runs by. But it doesn't actually physically
I'll
run.
Use it wherever and however I can. more the merrier.
I'll drop it into a sentence.
Anyway.
Another thought ran by.
Yeah, just there it went.
Yeah.
So, how's your week been?
It's been good.
Yeah. Going quick.
It does go quick.
Yeah, it does.
Even a fortnight goes quick. I was explaining to an American the other day in the office that I need to see them in a fortnight. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. They love it. They love blowing up.
She just didn't. I said, I will see you for the next, four fortnights. It was 3 months. The next 6 fortnights.
Yeah.
And she goes, so am I coming in 2 times a week for 2 weeks and then... She just couldn't get her head around it. She goes, I just get so... Why do you call it a fortnight?
And when you start using cubits and fathoms as well, you really struggle when you try to use it.
Yeah, she was just going...
The measure. Oh. How far to Baker's Delight? Well, 3 furlongs to the left.
Yeah, 19 yards.
Yeah, measurements.
Yeah.
Good old measurements. But I think that...
15 downs on an NFL game.
Why?
Yeah.
What's a down?
Ball down go down. Is 10 yards.
But it's like, but it's, why do they call it a down? Because it went down.
Because it got down the field.
Oh, God.
They ran it down the field.
Oh, dear.
But you think about it, I just had that moment. Then NFL's very much like rugby league. They just have I don't know how many attempts at the down they get.
Yeah, 3, 4.
Is it 3 downs? Yeah.
I think they got 4, but they usually kick on the 4th one.
Mm.
They got to get to 10. They got to get to the 10 yards.
They got
4 downs to get there.
I was listening to my other favorite podcast the other day, Rick Rubin.
Mm.
I can never pronounce the name of the podcast.
No.
Could you pronounce it way better than I can?
Google Rick Rubin.
Telegram?
Tentagrammatron.
Yes.
Something like that.
You can tell he was probably involved in the Beastie Boys because they had some record labels near the end.
Like that.
That started like that, didn't they?
Yes.
And as we talk downs now, he was interviewing Phil Jackson and just talking about the different structures of the game now, and that things like NFL and
basketball
have been moneyballed, like the famous movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill, that they've been moneyballed, and they've actually done the stats that they used to punt if they couldn't get the down. But statistically, it's actually better to throw.
Is it still?
Yeah, it's... Well, they never used to do it. They used to go... The common sense would be, I'll just kick for territory and let them try and get their enough downs to score a touchdown. Now they go, actually, it's better to have a chance at a throw than it is
and
to
retain
have
it.
And potentially retain it and get you down than it is to give up that territory and they could potentially get a touchdown. Like it's now statistically better to have a three-point thrower in your basketball team than to have Shaq slamming.
Because
your twos are good, but your threes are better.
Your threes, how better?
Yeah. You go in and you go, I'll give it out to the guy who can shoot threes.
Yeah.
And now Steph Curry potentially is the most
point scorer. But
influential person.
And he was saying that he doesn't really enjoy watching it anymore. It sort of changed for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, because of those sort of things.
Those sorts of things, yeah. I really enjoyed that Moneyball movie. I've seen it a few times for lots of different reasons.
But, yeah.
Lots of different. There's a great little anecdotes in there. But
yeah.
A good story around things aren't always as they seem.
Yeah. You know,
and just because you've done something one way forever doesn't mean it's the way to... You should always do it.
And just because that person looks like a better athlete than you...
Yeah, it doesn't mean
He is a better...
That's right. You guys strapping. Yeah. Strapping lad, he'll be great.
Yeah, like they just pick the guy that can... looks like an athlete.
Mm. But, you know, funny anecdote, the Oakland Athletics...
Yes.
About to move to Las Vegas because they just can't get the crowds in Oakland anymore.
So they're following the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that's where
it's all about the gentrification of Berkeley and Oakland.
Yeah.
On the other side of the bay from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Is that people started to move in there they pushed out the local Oaklanders.
Yeah,
the A's fans.
The ghetto. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but
you mean in a good way, in a colourful way.
Yeah, But have you ever watched remember YouTube had a little Facebook had a little dig at TV a few years ago. They had a few TV shows. They had like Tom Brady counting down time, which was the year that he could have won his Super Bowl and they didn't win it at the last minute. And that was like a 13-part series. There was a Mike Rowe TV show called Returning the Favor that won an Emmy. And then Facebook goes, nah, we just don't want to do it anymore.
Don't
want to do it. And Marshawn Lynch, getting around to Oakland, Marshawn Lynch from Beast Mode, from the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
He's an Oakland born and bred guy. Gangster, loves his little teeth. And he would take that show back to Oakland all the time. And he'd often say, this was like maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
You know, what was it like? What was it? What did it look like? Was it a hood? Was it street like we live?
Wasn't street manly, no. No, it was a little bit rough around the edges.
Yeah.
But he talked a few times about that sort of gentrification of the...
Of the hood.
The hood's not the hood anymore.
Yeah, so then if the fans of the team are hood...
Yeah.
And then they move somewhere else to another hood...
Yeah.
Then there's no one there to support the team.
The gentrified people aren't supporting the Oakland A's.
They're not into it. They're 49er fans and Giants fans, probably.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Hmm.
So, something to think about. But I think about that in our neighbourhood where we live here now... How it can change, you know. I've seen it change over the years. I'm sure a lot of people living here have noticed that. But you know, more we used to have, you know, it'd be a bit more transient. Now people are moving. You wanted to make a life here, but you've got to be earning a certain coin because it's freaking expensive.
Yeah, you got to be a different. You got to live in a different socio-economic.
Yeah,
but potentially that's going to change now because we're I can't believe we're going to bring up the topic, but we've been locked down for a little while.
Yeah.
And so immigration was low.
Yeah.
You know the people
the
coming
flow of people.
Yeah, coming into the area because they come off that airplane from Southern American countries or European countries, and they go only turn left or turn right. They go to Bondi or here.
Yeah, true.
So you've lost a little bit of that vibe, but. In the same
breath,
potentially the gentrification has occurred because during the lockdown, people go, well, I don't like living in wherever, middle Sydney.
I
can work from home now. I'm going to go.
Live in Manly. So
I'm going to actually buy a house in Manly, which takes away from aforementioned backpack. Are we allowed to use the word?
Yeah.
Will that offend anyone?
No, probably not. None of our listeners.
You can bleep it out in post-production, obviously.
Yeah.
Backpackers.
Yeah.
They're the backpackers. I just thought maybe in Manly the gentrification might take me out if I mention.
Yeah, that's true.
What were you calling backpackers earlier today? You were calling them something very derogatory. I thought it was unfair.
Was I?
Yeah. Hoity-toity up there on Addison Road.
My Eastern Hill.
I'm on a Manly height, you call it or something, don't you? Manly Hills.
Yeah, we don't like to refer to ourselves as plain old Manly.
Yeah.
We're up there living the high life.
Living the high life.
What I love about where we are is as the oceans rise, we'll be okay for a while.
Yeah,
we're going to be waterfront.
Yeah.
I'm playing the long game.
Yeah.
I'm seeing those glaciers retreating and I am rubbing my hands together.
We're going to make a killing on this.
I can see the real estate pages now. We'll have to get people to come up to the house in a canal boat.
Yeah.
On some sort of raft. Get a raft across from Balgala.
The inspections will be odd. Problem is,
the low tide, Mark.
It could be like Scotland Island up there. Just its own little... Oh. It's such a hassle.
True, you'll have your
own boat that you're going over, dude.
And maybe a bit like Cuba as well, where all the cars that are there, they're the only cars that are allowed there.
Yeah, you don't get any more.
That's all that's going to happen. So you're stuck. Only Teslas.
you're stuck with a... you're just stuck with your Volt T for the next 40 years.
You just got to keep tinkering away.
Yeah, keep patched up. Yeah.
Muzz, during the week we were sharing some information across the internet.
Across the internet.
Yeah.
I thought I'd got us there a minute ago when we started talking about sports.
The segue.
And community and teams moving. I thought I'd got us there, and then we got to real estate, which is the other podcast that we have on our channel.
Yeah. Our investment strategy
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
It's also called Before the Dip. And it's called The Bottom of the Dip.
In that
buy high, sell low.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about here, but folks.
Yeah. If you have the calendar, you'll see when that's released. Even we don't. Well, we do know. Let's not pretend like this is just all ad hoc.
Random.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, I talk to, as we talk, I'll bring him.
We nearly got there.
Yeah, we still won't go on topic yet, CJ. We've got a little bit of other fluffing around to do. I talked to Damo the other day.
Oh, how good's Damo?
And I told him he had to listen to the last podcast because I said he takes up somewhere in about 68% of all airtime in that conversation. And he said, at long last...
He gets a mention.
No, at long last, Amber's taking him seriously as some sort of star. Yes, yeah, so, like famous. He goes, by the way, he goes, you know, he's been on TV, syndicated to several countries around the world.
She gives him nothing.
Lunchtime radio. Lunchtime? No, afternoon radio.
Yep.
You know, spoken essentially millions of people around Australia and around the world.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What's really tilted her?
Well, I think he plugged in, Bluetoothed Before the Dip into the Volvo.
And we met.
And all of a sudden she goes, there's these two random blokes just talking about Damo this, Damo that. And at long last, he felt like the street cred that he's been looking for.
Finally arrived
because he got mentioned on a podcast on a different rating scale.
Not his own podcast.
Yeah, to his 100 Not Out podcast. All the wellness guys. Or any other successful thing he's been involved with.
I've got to say, I feel like 100 Not Out is really... hitting its stride now.
Mm.
At episode, whatever it is, 500 and something.
Blah, blah.
I listened to it the other day from front to end.
And live?
The whole thing.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah,
you sat in there.
A whole half an hour.
Yeah.
I listened to it all.
Ooh, shivers.
What's that time?
Yeah, and 15 minutes.
Okay, so how far are we into our run?
Well, for the listeners...
15 minutes to go.
15 minutes to go. So yeah. For the listeners behind, we decided today we're going to record a podcast as long as it takes me to do the park run. Yeah. We're 15 minutes... We're 28 minutes, 43 seconds was my last park run.
Yeah.
We got 15 minutes to go.
Okay. How are you feeling right now on the run? At this point, we're 15 to go.
15 to go. We're probably out on... out over on the road there, aren't we?
Are we by the
school.
Are we that far? Are we at the point where the fast runners are coming back towards us on the path?
Yeah, I think so.
We've seen them. The pregnant woman.
How funny was that?
She was flying.
How funny was that? Last week, we're standing at the park run. Yeah. This podcast may talk about nothing at all today.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be one where you and I are just talking about the 2 weeks that we
had. I'm listening to you with my left eye, but with my right eye, I'm trying to remember what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to bring it back, people. So hang in there.
So we're standing around the park run, jostling around with 300 people. It was very cold the other week too, wasn't it? It was freezing. Mm-hmm. And we saw this pregnant lady with her husband and maybe another child.
Yeah.
There was definitely an athletic looking family. One of that athletic family were running, and it was just the pregnant lady.
Yeah.
And Ravi gives me the elbow and goes, "You can't let the pregnant lady beat you."
That is poetic license.
Or we both said it to each other.
I feel like the conversation was we both saw it and we acknowledged it.
Yeah.
And you might have said something like, "Well, at least I'm going to beat someone." At least I'm not coming last.
I think there was some telepathy in that maybe neither of us said anything, but both of us agreed.
I heard you. That's most likely what happened.
In reality, none of us said it, and we both giggled a little bit like this and went, yes.
And we nodded, yes.
Yes.
Oh, the number's looking good this week.
This is looking good. And on this run, there's about a for some people, there's probably no part where they see other people run past them. But I have about 500 meters where people are running back.
The fasties, the 8-year-old kids who have got the high shorts. Yeah.
Coming back past the netball courts.
Yeah.
And, 20 people in. That lady must have been 6-7 months pregnant. She was pregnant.
And she was flying.
She was flying. She was in the top 20.
She was the first woman back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
really let my tires down. I'll give you the tip. And I wear hockers, so there's a lot of tire.
Oh, so good. It's great. Running's humbling. It's a humbling sport.
Yeah.
Especially for us.
Mm.
Some people are just built for it.
Some people are built for it, and other people run because it's entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, I think Damo, and I think even, even Brent to a degree.
Mm.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
A lot of these people we hang out with, they look more running style athletes. Mm,
than we do.
Yeah.
I hope when we go down to Damien's 50th, he organises, we could do a park run in Melbourne.
We should do. What a great thing to do.
We could do a park run.
Melbourne park run. We'll do it in, what's the name of that? Carlton Gardens.
Mm.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Anyway, I was listening to the podcast.
Yes.
Coming back.
Oh, yes.
I was listening to 100 Run Out. And it was a great combo.
Mm.
And these guys were talking about, all about the culture of being busy.
Okay.
You know, and how we've got so much on and we've filled our lives with so much stuff and we drive around with the kids this and we're doing park run there, we're going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, Muzz, like, how are you feeling on that front? How do you...
The culture of busyness?
Yeah. How are you...
Do
you find yourself always saying, you know, people ask how you're going, oh yeah, busy?
I'm trying a little bit of a new take on the busyness.
What are you calling it?
Yeah.
Jam-packed. I don't say busy anymore. I say I'm
jam-packed.
Flat out.
Yeah, I'm flat. Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be very busy when I need to be busy.
I see.
So, when it comes to, let's just say, the work part of my life, I've for 20-odd years thought volume is better than intensity. So it's better to go to work for 60 hours and do 37 hours work than it is to do 37 hours work.
20 hours.
No, just focused. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has really been directed by Jade more than it is me, and a little bit to do with a bit of my health and those sort of things, is to go, right, we're going to go to work and we're just going to work hard, and then you're going to stop. And you're not going to work. And you're not going to do anything else other than not work. And Philip, then it does jam up a little bit with... And this is the interesting thing. I've been doing it for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So it's not a long cycle. Now I feel like some of the guys that I was talking about earlier on. Is then I fill it up with stuff that then...
doesn't
pay
justify the
bills. Busyness.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm busy doing this and I'm busy doing that.
Yes. Yes, because what would people think if you were just not busy?
Yeah, if I go, well, actually, I'm trying to just try and go, while I'm at work, this is it.
Doesn't sit right, does it?
Yeah, I'm going to work this 6-hour shift and that's it for the day. I'm gone.
Yeah. No, I think that's really important. I feel like...
I know there's that culture of the hustle, you know?
Yeah.
The busyness. You know, do we do that... by doing this podcast on a Sunday morning. And Sunday morning at 5:30,
we're
just jamming something in.
Yeah. I feel like I'm forcing it. You should have seen his face. His face. It was like, why'd you tell me? It's all in one moment. It was like...
Santa's not real too. I suppose you're going to tell me. No, Tooth Fairy? What else are you going to... Well, how else are you going to break my heart this morning?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best part of the week. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that, and the fact that
we're... But in the same breath,
yeah.
Do you wear it as a badge of honour during some conversation during the week?
Yes, I get up at this time.
Yeah, on a sad day. Sad days may be my earliest get up all week.
Yeah. I'm not a sleeper in or a... I don't think I could sleep in anyway, Moz.
Mm.
But as Damo and Marcus
sort of
would say, you know, you make the rest of your life the best of your life, first of all. That's one of the things.
Mm.
But just, you know, when do we get to stop and go, how... do I want my life to be, you know, and how can I, am I doing what I want to be doing? Or is what I'm doing right for me right now? You know, we could argue, well, yeah, we've got to pay the bills, so yeah, therefore, you know, work's a necessary thing.
Work's a necessary thing.
But there are elements of the way that you run your week, I'm sure, week, month, whatever, that that could be more efficient, more enjoyable. You know, let's just spinning the wheels for the sake of spinning the wheels.
Do you feel that though there's a culture that's connected to these little box things that we have,
yeah,
in our pockets and in our hands that create doubt that you're...
You mean through the socials?
Yeah, with the socials, that you have doubt that you're not living the life that you want to live because you see...
Yeah.
Somebody doing something.
It can only amplify that feeling, isn't it?
Does that make that worse? And you sort of miss the life that you could be living. Like,
yeah,
I'm obsessed with watching the Cam Haynes videos of run, lift, shoot.
So good. You know,
should I just be running a marathon every day, getting up at 1 o'clock, running 10 miles before work?
Before spearing a bear.
Yeah, and then getting a bear.
Yep.
But, you know.
You could. Are you even living if you're not doing that is the question.
And so you go, well, I need to jam in
more stuff.
More, or create doubt around what you're doing anyway.
Well, I really think it's going the other way.
I'm trying to get you therapy.
I think the answer is going the other way.
Yeah.
For me, the answer is do less. Do less better.
Yeah.
Taki more.
Taki more.
Talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
I think I silenced Taki on my Instagram. Must have been for 90 days.
Yeah.
But he's back.
He's back.
And he's prolific. But he says good things.
I don't follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Facebook, and he just hasn't been around, I think.
Yeah, I think he's just come back. He's on the Instagram, I feel, but, you know, who knows? Could be Facebook.
But he could be that classic guy that just turns the funnel on.
Yeah, he might. He might not just... He might just go, now I want to talk to the people.
Now I want to talk. I need to be busier. Mm. I need to get...
But he was saying, you know, just do less things, but do them better.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking about, you know, I love doing this podcast. There is some music going on outside.
You think Donny's is an early opener now? Anyway.
What is happening, Murray?
There's a party. Someone's come home from... Maybe. Oh, the Ivanhoe's closed and the party's starting up next door.
In the street.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, and Damo and Marcus had this issue on their 100 Not Out podcast the other day.
Yeah.
Where there was someone outside mowing the lawn or there was something going on.
Mm.
Damien was worried. But because of road mics,
yes,
unidirectional mic didn't pick up any of the sound, just his beautiful tones.
Beautiful tones.
And
congratulations, can we say, to the Friedman family.
Yeah, to our sponsors.
The founders of Rode Microphones. They made the Australian billionaire list this year. There's 37 or something billionaires in Australia. And the Friedman family, or the Friedman group.
On board.
Have jumped on board.
They've got their special key now, their little platinum key.
Yeah, it is like an old 21st. Anyway, back to business because we're coming in. I've got...
How far are we into the run?
I've essentially got a K to go. A little bit over, a little bit under a K. So this is when I start counting breaths or steps or something, just trying to go.
Yeah, this is before you get to the bridge.
Yeah, just try and keep the pace up, Murray. Do not slow down.
Do you look at the watch?
Yeah, look at the watch and go,
I'm running this pace.
Let's just hang on.
Yeah, hang on. And do you pick a person?
I try and just stay with whoever I'm around.
And you try and get them at the end.
Try not to... Because sometimes there is someone that goes past you about now too. Yeah. They're putting in and you go, I can't let them go. And often they break a little bit further up the road and you go past them.
It helps you understand that, you know, when you see that happen in a marathon finish, where you see one of the athletes just go.
Yeah.
And the other person who's been in front the whole time just looks at him and goes, I'm not going with you. Like, you've got this.
Off you go.
Because you just know.
Go, you good thing.
In that last kilometre, you know, you've either got something in the tank or you're just hanging on.
Yeah.
There is not another gear.
There's no other.
You haven't been holding back.
Yeah, not dropping it down two gears to...
Double clutch it.
Double clutch. We'll just give it a rev because you don't know how to double clutch. Well, just put the clutch in, give it a rev.
That's more like when you go
down
neutral.
Two gears.
You go to neutral. If I give it a double clutch, I'm still 700 metres from the end.
Yeah, there's no point.
There's no point. I'm not going to make it.
Even when you come around that bridge, you go...
Still a
long
way to go.
You look at your watch and you go, 600 metres to go.
Yeah, still a long way to go.
You just got... There's no... And I haven't... I don't think a sprint finish that 1 second is going to make that big a difference because you're trying to get your tag, you're yelling out the number to the guy.
That's the thing. I want that tag handover to be more efficient. Yeah, that's where we could gain some seconds.
And I reckon they're too far past the finish line too.
Yeah, that's right. My Strava says differently. Yeah. That's really the time you want to go on.
Yeah. Anyway, back to...
I don't know, whatever we were talking about.
Busyness and doing things well.
Yes.
Taki more.
Yeah, so just to do less things but do them well. Think about the things that you're doing. Like I've been for the last couple of years throwing a whole bunch of stuff out there, seeing what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's putting on some talks or doing this, you know, well, this is obviously on the list. Working.
Some of these people call these pillars.
The pillars, yeah.
A non-negotiable.
But sometimes you don't know, like who would have thought I'd be into running, for example. You know, but I always wanted to be doing some sort of sport or exercise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and so I think just dropping off some of the unnecessary, some of the stuff that's like low percentage, doesn't fill the cup, doesn't fill the bank account, needs to go to the side, restock, and then go again.
I can't believe I'm about to ask a running question because you're
pretty much the expert.
Yeah, running. But you've always exercised. We could probably both say if we look at the population, we're pretty high up on the consistency of exercise and movement.
Yeah.
Do you think the thing that, if we go on this theme, running appeals to you is that it is simple, low skill?
Yeah.
Essentially, everybody can, give or take, can run.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're trying to make fun of me or not.
I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Because often you've made fun of me starting this way too.
Yeah.
But so it's simple. What do you even need?
Yeah.
Well, apart from the watch and the shoes.
$12,000 worth of gear. But do you think that's some of the appeal to running in general to the whole world of runners is that it's simple, it's basic, and...
Yeah, predictable.
And to do it well... All you need to do is a bit more of it.
Just keep turning up.
You know, there isn't a lot to... Well, there is a lot.
There
is a lot. Don't everybody fill up our feed
the hate mail.
Yeah, all the hate mail and the science and all the sports science around improving anaerobic and aerobic fitness and how the mitochondria transfer. We don't need to know.
We don't need to know about that.
What makes most runners better is they run...
More
or more efficiently or more intensely.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just run usually with that.
More. Yeah,
run with that. Did you?
Yep.
I like that. I put that double on.
Yep. And that you explained it, which made it even better.
It's subtle.
Subtle.
But do you think that's one of the appeals finished?
Have we finished our run yet?
We've got 44 seconds. We're on. Do you think
I'm running out of breath?
But it's hard to talk. Yeah, you're not talking. I'm not talking at all.
I got my one ear on the
the counter. But do you think that's an appeal to something like that? You go, if we go, like CrossFit, lots of skills, lots of nuances. Yeah,
yeah. But CrossFit in its simplicity,
still lift.
Well, it's simple in the way that you just like turn up and do the wad.
Yeah,
you know, there's an appeal to that, like. Keep it simple. When I go to the gym nowadays, Murray, and I stand there and look at the gym equipment and I haven't got a plan, it's like, I just need someone to say, do this.
Yeah, do.
I know, we know a million different things we can do.
Hey! There you go, people.
If you've had to turn your earphones down there, if you've blown out your eardrums, Murray just crossed the finish line.
You didn't cross the finish line.
I'll tell you what, the GarageBand love that. I've never seen such a big... That's good. That's a big signal.
Yeah, but you know you could just do... Well, the perfect thing is you don't need the equipment. You just do 100 burpees.
Yeah, that's true. Or just, 100 air squats, 100 push-ups.
Mm.
Can I... Before we close up, because we do have to go for a run.
Yeah.
Can we just briefly touch on the fact that you're on TV? Oh, we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to wait till it's aired.
I recorded a TV show. I'm going to be on a TV show.
Yes. Is it The Simpsons?
No.
Okay. The Seinfeld.
If only.
They're the only ones I watch.
Yeah, they're pretty much the only ones I watch. But I think to keep everybody hanging, when we know a date, the aforementioned, whatever that Tuesday that we're going to be on TV, that podcast beforehand.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Or
afterwards.
Or we can talk about the interesting part of how TV, how I can say, this is what I said and this is how they framed it.
Yeah. Is it, just for the listeners, just to give them a teaser, is it the new Love Island?
F-boy Island.
New F-boy Island.
Farmer wants a wife.
Cairo wants some time to himself.
Cairo wants to just drive around in the car alone.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
No, it's not. It's a serious show. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
It is a serious show. It's on an ethnic channel.
Yep.
It's on one of the big five.
Yep.
They're five.
Do you call it an ethnic channel?
Well, what's that mean? Special broadcast services. It's meant to appeal to all across
ethnicities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's an ethnic channel. It's probably not the right word. Special broadcast services. Yeah.
It has the European movies on it.
Yes. Well, and my producer that I spent most of my time talking to, his name is Youssef.
Nice.
Who.